This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Protecting lake health is something Jim Prince and fellow members of the Kinesis Lake Cottage Owners Association take very seriously. They say doing so is vital to both the environment and to the local economy. That's why, as a lake steward, his lake association and nine others have voiced their opposition to the move by some Dysart et al. Councillors to peel back long-established shoreline protection regulations under the municipality's official plan and zoning bylaw.
It's more around having the structure there and removing additional natural shoreline, because the natural shoreline or the natural vegetation provides the service of protecting the environment in a whole bunch of ways. One is to provide habitat for all the local creatures that are there. The more important one for our lakes, and both are important, but the more important one for our lakes is the natural shorelines and deep-rooted natural plants help to take out the nutrients from all of the septics that we have, the septic systems. So the more you harden the shoreline, the more you put roofs on, the more you reduce the amount of natural vegetation, the more likely you are to impact the water quality of the water bodies in our region. All of Haliburton County is a fantastic place. The natural beauty is fantastic, but the water and the 600 lakes we have are the jewel and one of the biggest economic drivers in our community. So if you looked at the contribution of waterfront property owners' contribution in terms of taxes and the economy and the services that people consume in the county to keep that engine working, they're there for the water. And we really want to maintain that absolutely fantastic resource that we have. So, and this is just over the last 10 years, there have been really good efforts from both the county and the municipal governments to try to protect our water quality. So the shoreline protection bylaw, Dysart veered from that. They erred, in my opinion. They made the error that they just trusted people would comply. Where at the county level, a site alteration plan has to be filed to be able to do work on the shoreline. And we've seen evidence of that on Kinesis Lake, where no site alteration permit is required. And we have lots of fairly egregious clear cutting and damage to the shoreline.
Under the current bylaw, no structures are allowed within the 30-meter setback from watercourses within Dysart. But pressure from some cottage owners to alter the regulations to allow a single structure, such as a shed, a gazebo, or a sauna, has gained the support of a number of councillors. Back in 2023, council directed staff to prepare a report on possible amendments to the official plan and zoning bylaw. Over the course of the next year and a half, staff worked on the changes and in December 2024 submitted a report outlining a policy proposal to permit structures in the minimum water setback. Council supported staff's general proposal to allow a maximum of one structure in the water setback, gazebo, shed, or sauna. The structures must be set back 3 meters from the water. A 2 meter vegetation buffer must be maintained, and all structures must be less than 15 square meters. In early 2025, the public consultation period began with many lake associations rejecting the plan to allow structures within the 30-meter setback. A total of 735 people participated in Dysart's public survey, which found that while half of respondents agree with the changes to the bylaw, the other wanted to keep existing regulations in place. Fast forward to now, where Dysart is still considering changing the setback requirements. At a recent council meeting, councillors heard from many residents both via letters to council, Zoom deputations, and those present at the meeting. While two residents spoke in favor of the changes, the majority are worried about the impact structures allowed within the setback will cause to both the integrity of the shoreline and water quality. At the meeting, a letter from the Coalition of Haliburton Property Owners Associations stated that allowing structures within the setback will negatively impact lake health, increasing the runoff of nutrients, most notably phosphorus, which is a leading contributor to toxic algae blooms and excessive weed growth. Glenn Lindsay argued that the high percentage of non-compliant structures already in existence shows that property owners need consideration and that a 10 by 10 shed poses no threat to water quality. Kelly and Donna Short admitted they're already in noncompliance because of a sauna they have at the water's edge. They say they should be able to enjoy their property as they choose. While Dysart insists the intent of the policy is to maintain an appropriate balance between a natural shoreline and built form within the shoreline setback, Prince and others believe it's more about placating cottagers who have repeatedly complained about property rights and their enjoyment of their own property. He adds the majority of cottages on Kinesis Lake have recently changed hands, and many new owners are disgruntled by the existing setback rules.
This started in late 2023 with a couple counselors really getting what they felt were too many complaints from individuals because they were required to remove structures near the shoreline. And I think I mentioned to you the other day, the reason for that is, and again, on our lake, nearly a third of the properties have changed hands. Once the property changes hands, whether it's from parents to kids or from a new owner, there's some nesting that goes on. So they want to add a little another room or get a permit for something. As soon as you get a permit, you have to put in a sketch of your property. The sketch of the property shows the non-complying structures. In order to get the permit, you have to remove the non-complying structure. The same for buying your shoreline road allowance, the same for a zoning requirement. So all of that has just exponentially increased in Dysart.
Dysart et al. Mayor Murray Ferry says that while he's partial to the existing regulations protecting lake health, the bylaws are more than 20 years old and might require small but thoughtful changes. He adds that seasonal cottages new to the region struggle to accept the regulations, but the rules exist to protect Halliburton's biggest tourist draw, its many healthy lakes.
Some people aren't going to like to hear that, but that's the truth. They come in with a lot of money and build these big places like 4,000 and 5,000 square feet, and they kind of think that they should have some of these privileges. And I know I've been doing this too long, but on the other hand, I've seen tremendous change in attitudes on the people, and some great people have just moved in, and really, really great people. But they need to understand that there was a lot of thought put into what was there before, and maybe it's not perfect, but it's extremely frustrating. That's why I haven't got any hair anymore, because it all fell out. But anyway, you know what? I try to have patience, because I understand where counselors, what they're listening to, what they're hearing. But they're not hearing everybody. They're hearing the people that want change, and there is a percentage of them, for sure. I'm trying to find a balance, and I'm trying to keep the lake safe, and I've always done that. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to please all the council, I know, and that's not my role. My role is to do the best thing for Dysart and the economy of Dysart, and the lakes are the economy.
After hearing from members of the public, Dysart Council chose to defer the matter until more public responses could be gathered. Staff plans to have an amendment to the official plan proposed changes ready for the December 9th council session.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.